leaders out there who are looking at building their own AI strategy, what are some things that you think, where should they start?
Well, this may seem obvious, but start with a, what do they call those SMART goals? Simple, measurable, actionable, I forget the R, and timely. But it's, and all joking aside, I think a lot of folks get this grandiose vision and we read the blogs and the art of the possible. It's important to get quick, tangible wins you can scale from and accelerate from. And that's mostly important because you need to show the business the value. So much money is being spent on this. When NVIDIA went to $1 trillion, I was thinking to myself, oh, that's, it can't go high. Now it's like, what's it, three? Like, and can we as an industry say that there's a commensurate amount of clear business value coming out of that? I don't think so. So I think that's the job of a product leader, an IT leader who's looking to leverage AI, is to make sure they have clear deliverables and outcomes that they can start from, and then get that confidence, and then you keep going.
And so identifying some easy wins that we can build off of, yes, and learn from.
Issue summarization. And so in my area, means two big things: mean time to detect, mean time to resolve. Okay, so if I've got massive amounts of data across all these things and I can use generative AI to summarize that quickly, and I can have a converse, instead of looking through logs, I can ask a question. And there's this notion of agentic workflows that you can look that up and read about it, which is pretty cool, cutting edge stuff. That can directly benefit a measurable business KPI, which is time to detect and resolve. And then my vision for all of this, when we combine it with, you know, our cost optimization and value management technologies, a lot of those, and I know I'm going a little off the thing here, but I'm going to bring it back, they begin with finance and IT finance oriented people. And then, you know, driving optimization and efficiency out of the spend that's being managed by the CIOs and their technical teams. But if we can leverage AI and these techniques to get those quick measurable wins, as I described, I think we can turn IT into a value driver instead of what they're traditionally thought of as a cost center, mm-hmm, right? And then they can come to their peers and say, look at how many issues didn't happen and how great your SLA on your applications was. I'm amazing. I did good with your budget. Keep investing in me. Like, that's where we want to get to.
And you talk about the massive amounts of data being generated. I mean, I believe like some of this is being driven by the growth of microservices, new application patterns. Yeah. Is that where the problem really starts to...
Hybrid cloud has certainly made things far more sophisticated. All of the benefits of cloud are there: elasticity, workload placement, dynamicity of allocation. That's also what makes cost allocation really hard. We didn't really talk about that. But all the logs and events and data that's spinning off of these systems is massive. I would say more so than the hybrid aspect is the multi-tenant aspect. How do I know that this thing for this person in this whatever situation, it traces down into all of these layers of multi-tenant services that go from, frankly, storage, database, all the way up? So I think there's a huge opportunity for generative AI to improve the signal to noise ratio, right? And finding problems. And then being more, providing recommendations. Odds are in this IT space, if you encounter a problem, someone before you has encountered that same problem and solved it. So the solution is known, you just don't know it. And so where is it? And how can I use AI technology to source that and find that for me more rapidly?
So you mentioned signal to noise ratio, and there's a lot of information in IT is receiving. They're receiving application information, uptime information, cost information. Can AI help them actually understand what they should be focusing on?
Yes. It's interesting. In this value and health management, application health and value management world, if you think about all these tools that are out there, you have FinOps tools, you have application performance tools, network tools, database tools, CIs, there's millions of things. Mm-hmm. All of these are required to support an application. None of them alone can support an application, right? They're all like part of the supply chain. And they're all built for individuals that are experts or SMEs at their job, and they're part of the assembly line, if you will. Okay, that's all good. That's how it needs to be. But that means they collect data that is only required contextually for their little piece of the story. Mm-hmm. How does a business leader or a C-suite who's investing an owner, owning this, or an application owner who only cares about the applicant, not all the pieces that go into it, how do they get an overall view of the health and risk posture and value, like all of these things? And that requires, in my opinion, breaking down those data silos across the tools. And it's kind of like the, I hate the term manager of manager, I'm not going to use that, but it's kind of like if I can use AI to find patterns that transcend these tools, mm-hmm. and how can I connect the dots across all of those and use conversational experiences to answer questions that senior leaders and application owners have? Like, how much did application A cost my business in terms of downtime because of outages in the US West region last month? That's like, you got to touch a lot of things to get to that. And I bet most organizations can't answer that, or they'll time out trying because it's too hard. I think that is a great opportunity for what you just described.
It's almost like the relationship between all this information might surface through an AI tool that it'd be very hard for a human to be able to.
I think of it like an application graph. You know, I don't know if that works. We can play with that. If that's a great idea, I'll, you know, I just trademarked it. but it's, yeah, it's get breaking down to technical silos and getting insight that can answer business questions, because ultimately the business is why all these things are fun.
Yeah, we often talk about evaluating trade-offs too. So if, you know, you might make a decision to optimize cost at the expense of a performance, you know, those are types of things that have to.
Yeah, what if scenarios, that's another great idea, especially when it comes to value management. And on that point, I like to joke, you know, no CIO that I know has gotten, and I met a lot of them, has gotten fired for exceeding their budget. But if the system goes down during open enrollment period or Black Friday or whatever your peak, like, that's not good. So this leads to conservatism, over allocation that equals cost. It's less green for the environment. There's trade-offs to be made. Well, I could be more conservative. What risk am I incurring? And I think AI can help with that. Many people don't know. That's why they end up with overspend, because they play it safe, lack better insight.
So ultimately, AI provides a lot of different opportunities. What are you most excited about?
The thing I'm the most excited about is helping people in their everyday, day-to-day tasks to get started. I mean, the thing that I'm experiencing, I'll give you an example. I use certain collaboration tools, I won't leave them unnamed, and I stumbled upon a feature that like changed my daily workflow, which is meetings are recorded. I always say I'm gonna watch them. I never, there's not enough time. Oh, 60 minutes, I gotta watch this thing, even in 1.5 speed. But they're transcribing the meeting and then even summarizing the action items from it. So I can like get all that insight in 2 minutes. And massive time savings for me. So like the amount of information I can consume is dramatically increased. That's a big opportunity. The other is, and this is very personal for me, so it's why it came to mind, and I think it applies to a lot of technologies out there, is any technology that has a dashboard orientation benefits tremendously from conversational AI. Like I use certain dashboards to run my business. What is my gross retention rate? What is my churn? Like these kind of metrics. I know exactly where they are in these dashboards because I use them every day, but I have to click here and then click there and then filter this and then pick that. And so, honestly, sometimes when the thing is loading, I toggle out, I go to a different window and then I go back. It timed out because I got distracted and I start over. What if I could just ask the question? The answer's in there. And I think things like that are like, they may seem obvious, mm-hmm. but they help everybody. Yeah. And I think those are going to be the game changers.